My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 9829thegame.com. That's the kind of music you play during the summer, right? Outside.
Yeah.
But yet, not after tomorrow. As we sit here on September 1st, Sunday, tomorrow, September 2nd, Labor Day, the official end of the summer.
Put your white pants back in the closet.
Yeah, them days don't count no more, though. You can still wear them at Christmas time if you want. Because that was an old faux pas. That changed.
Put them white pants in the closet.
Yeah, you can wear that. It's like the changing landscape of college football. Got all kinds of conferences and teams going all over the place here. Anyway, we say to you, good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning. Happy holiday weekend, Labor Day weekend, to those of you in Sandy Springs.
In Sandy Springs.
In beautiful Sandy Springs.
Hope they got that exit all straightened out there. That's always
what exit?
Roswell Road right now.
Oh, yeah. You got to start looking about 2 miles ahead of time now, because otherwise, next thing you know, I've missed that thing three, four times.
It'll do it to you.
And also, just like I said, this is going to be a packed 9 o'clock hour. We should bring our guest on right now so we can spend time talking to Dustin about the landscape of what's going on with NASCAR now that we are here in September.
And they're going to be coming here next week.
They'll be coming here next week. And by the way, we will have Brandon Hutchinson with us tomorrow from Atlanta Motor Speedway. Join us. Big race weekend. But we say to you, good morning. Happy holiday weekend to Dustin. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. And I just say this about that song about life is a highway. No, don't put that song away just yet. After today, there's still 10 more weeks of racing in the NASCAR Cup Series. The regular season ends tonight at Darlington Raceway with the Southern 500. And then, as you noted, the playoffs begin next week in Atlanta. So it is still 1 week after another. Still a lot of racing left in the season, so don't put that song away just yet.
He is so good. Did you
see his life?
He is, I mean, just like jumped on what we said and turned it into a commercial and kept it relevant. We love you, Dustin.
Outstanding. That was one of them. Outstanding.
We're going to switch song. We're going to get rid of that song, and we'll come back with, like, Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive 55. Something like that.
There you go.
Well, to be correct, now it is the Cookout Southern 500. So what's on the menu up there, Dustin? What are they serving in the media center?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Burgers. Burgers, burgers, burgers.
Okay.
We haven't gotten the shakes yet, so maybe we'll get those later today.
maybe so. We're down to the final week of the regular season, and before we get to the playoffs, there's still, you know, playoff spots to be decided, and the guy who's on the pole is somebody that everybody's going to be watching today, right?
Yeah, Bubba Wallace is in, you know, he's the first guy outside of playoff position, and he's 21 points out of a playoff position, so he needs to score enough points in each of the stages and at the end of the race to leapfrog either Chris Buescher, who's 21 points ahead, or Ty Gibbs, who's further ahead, or Martin Truex Jr. Realistically, it would be Chris Buescher he's got to beat, or Bubba Wallace has to win this race. Now, he has not won at Darlington Raceway, but he comes into this weekend with four consecutive top 10 finishes at this track. And that's tied with William Byron and Brad Keselowski with the best active streak. So this is a good track for Bubba. Starting off on the pole is a great position for him. Now it's just, you know, he talked about being excited about, you know, what they were able to do, you know, yesterday, but said, look, you know, Sunday is another day and they have to pick it up. So he was excited at the moment, but he says, look, there's still business to do, and I'm not messing around.
Listen, anytime there's an opportunity to talk about Bubba's boss and you look at this season, despite what happens today, how would you grade Jordan's season as far as a team owner?
Well, I mean, you look at it, and he's a part owner of 2311 Racing with Denny Hamlin. So his two drivers are Bubba Wallace, as you noted, and Tyler Reddick. So going into today, Bubba's trying to make that get into the playoffs, but Tyler Reddick is in position to win the regular season championship. So he is the points leader going in today. Tyler Reddick has a 17-point lead on Kyle Larson and an 18-point lead on Chase Elliott. And even, you know, Chase talked to us, the media, earlier this week and said, look, if everything goes about normal, it's going to be really tough to beat Tyler Reddick and win the regular season championship. So from that standpoint, Michael Jordan could be a part of a team. You know, his team could win the regular season championship and, be a one or two seed going into the playoffs next week. And then it's just a matter of trying to see if they can get Bubba Wallace into the playoffs. Bubba's been on a hot streak lately. Slow start at the beginning of the year kind of put him a little bit behind, and that's why they're kind of having to dig out of things. And also recently, just, you know, some of the unique winners. And you look back at last weekend, you know, Harrison Burton winning at Daytona. Harrison was 34th in points, and so was not expected to be a playoff contender, and all of a sudden he wins at Daytona, and that takes a playoff spot, and that just moves the goalpost up. So it's like you're playing on a 100-yard field, and you're on the 40-yard line. You're thinking, hey, a couple more passes, and we're going to be in great position to score, and all of a sudden the rules change. You know, everything changes, and the goalposts now are 80 yards away, and you've just got that much more work to do. And that's kind of like what happened with Harrison Burton winning last week for, you know, somebody like Bubba Wallace.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with Dustin Long, NBC Sports. He is social. You can find him at Dustin Long, all lowercase, at Dustin Long, all lowercase. Chase Elliott, and I was in on some of that with him earlier this week, and he talked about what he noticed in recent years with points, you know, at stage racing and how that has kind of impacted the way a lot of the drivers have been driving recent years in order to make it into the playoff picture.
Yeah, stage points are significant. Basically, you know, for those who aren't familiar with the NASCAR races, you know, it's basically you almost like think of like a quarter break or a period break. You know, they'll race to a certain point. I think tonight it's lap 115 at Darlington. They'll throw the caution. The top 10 will get points. 10 points for winning the stage, 1 point for 10th place. And also the winner of the stage gets a playoff point, which they can carry throughout the playoffs. Then they'll do it again. They'll have a second stage, and that'll be, I think, a lap 230 or so tonight. And they'll again award points for the top 10. And then you go all the way to the end of the race, and you have points based off how you finish at the end of the race. So how you score those stage points can make a significant impact. You know, for example, a guy like Ross Chastain, who is 27 points out of the cut line, so he's just a little bit behind Bubba Wallace. Chastain's only scored about half a number of stage points that he had at this point last year, and that's one of the reasons why he is not in a playoff position. He talked about that with us yesterday. So the stage points are important, and when you watch the race tonight on USA Network, and you know, the intensity will build up toward the end of the stages, because if you can get a chance to pass at one or two cars, that's another point or two, and that could be critical in making the playoffs or helping you advance in the playoffs once the playoffs begin next week in Atlanta.
Hey, Dustin, word came down that NASCAR is going to take their races down to Mexico City. I mean, not just have a race there, that's going to be one of those where points are involved. How do you feel about that?
Hey, that's a great thing for the sport. That's something that the sport has been looking at trying to do is expand beyond the borders of the U.S. They were talks about running a race in Canada. They've had talks the last couple of years. Those haven't been able to get finished and worked out. But I think you're going to see a race in Canada in the near future. And going down to Mexico City is something that you know, I think that's an area they've looked at too, and just trying to expand the horizons of the sport. Now, that being said, they're also still doing some things in the U.S. And, you know, obviously the Clash next year, which is the exhibition race that really kind of opens the season a couple weeks before the Daytona 500. The Clash is moving from Los Angeles to Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So going to a track that the NASCAR Cup Series used to race at. And then if you look at the other series, the Xfinity Series and the Truck Series, they're going to race next year on Easter weekend at Rockingham Speedway. And again, that's bringing, I think that's the first time the Xfinity Series will be back at Rockingham since 2004, and the first time for the truck since 2013. A lot of fans in the area have been clamoring, hey, what about, you know, what about Rockingham, and look at the racing that it provided there in the past. So, you know, while NASCAR expands internationally to Mexico City, and that's going to be a big race for the sport, for the Cup Series, first international points race since 1958, the sport's also looking at moving some races around in the U.S. and having a couple more in the Southeast with the Clash and Bowman Gray and the Xfinity trucks at Rockingham next year.
Also changing around the date for here in Atlanta, as we saw the schedule. I mean, you know, it's going to be in the second race will be in June next year, and also be the first packet with the group of races that will be on TNT. And what this is going to be also the in-season playoff, I think, that starts our in-season like tournament. I think that's going to start.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about how much fun it is in March with March Madness and college basketball, and you know, how many people do brackets, and you put this team, and you pick this team. Maybe you're picking this team based on performance. Maybe you're picking it based off of mascots, or maybe you're picking this team because you hate the other team so much. But, you know, NASCAR is going to try to take some of that concept and use it for racing next summer, beginning at Atlanta. And basically, they're going to set it up to a 32 driver bracket. And so it'll be one driver versus another. So, you know, we'll see how it gets paired up, but Chase Elliott will be paired up against somebody else. And if Chase Elliott finishes better than that driver in that particular race, Chase Elliott advances to the next round. And if Chase Elliott is, you know, in the next race fares better than that driver he's paired up against that time, he advances to the next round all the way to the finals. The winner will receive $1 million. So there's something at play for the drivers. And NASCAR's doing it because you look at the excitement of March Madness. And is there another way to kind of add a little bit more entertainment and kind of, you know, further help draw fans into the sport as, you know, looking at, hey, my favorite driver against your favorite driver, and let's see how they do in this race. And another fun thing that NASCAR's trying to see how it works next year.
Dustin, one of the things we've been talking about over the last couple of years that NASCAR instituted was the new car, and we've talked all about that. Has there been any advances in anything new around the corner as far as safety that you could share?
Well, you know, I mean, look, here's the way I look at it is yesterday at Darlington Raceway, I was there talking with Josh Berry, who had, you know, last weekend at Daytona, you know, his car got turned. He went upside down on his roof and slammed into the wall while upside down. And then spun like a top. And, you know, in his interview with us on NBC Sports, immediately after getting out of the infield care center, he's like, hey, it's no big deal. Got out of it. You know, I feel fine. And you know, yesterday talked with him. He's like, yeah, I felt pretty good. And he's like, it wasn't until I got home and watched the last part of the race and saw that accident. I was like, wow, no wonder why everybody was concerned. I didn't think it was that big of a deal in a sense. I mean, the idea of going upside down and hitting a wall, you know, not being a big deal, but that's kind of where safety is at this point for the sport. Now, NASCAR will always say safety is a journey. It's not a destination. And that basically means is that you're not satisfied with safety. Just because Josh Berry got out of the car and said, hey, no big deal, that doesn't mean that there still can't be more things to be done to further help driver safety. You don't want to get in a situation where drivers are getting hurt, severely hurt, or even killed. So, you know, that's something that NASCAR has put a tremendous amount of effort into. And, you know, you see something like that and, you know, grateful for all the work that those people do to allow drivers to get out of a car and think, oh, that was no big deal. I went upside down, hit a wall.
Yeah.
When he says it out loud like that.
Yeah, really. You think about this. Dustin, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning.
Can I ask him a question before we leave? Go ahead. All right, real quick here, because this is actually for both of you. You know, Dustin, we do this insignificant information we drive throughout the show. So today was today was the day that Bill Elliott got his $1 million bonus back in 85.
Winning
three of the four. Mm-hmm. Here's my question. He won the Daytona 500 that year. Mm-hmm. He won the Winston 500, mm-hmm. and he won the Southern 500.
Yeah.
I don't know what that fourth race was that would have made the Grand Slam, if you will. He said because he won three of the four big races.
Yeah.
What's that fourth race? And again, this is 85, so I don't even know if they still have it.
85, so okay. Wait, so he won. What were the three he won again? Give me that.
He won the Daytona 500. He
yeah,
won
Daytona.
The Winston 500, and he won the
Talladega.
And he won the Southern 500.
The fourth one would have been the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Gotcha. Okay.
How was that, darling?
You were.
I was there
that year.
Somewhere in my deep dark recessive things, I have $1 million bill. They
what?
Put some things through the air with his face on it, and I think they had his last name misspelled.
But you gotta get them.
No, but I was actually.
Hey, come on, Sam. You gotta post a picture of that one.
You can't put that out there and not find it.
I was actually there. That's my one trip to Darlington.
Hey, Dustin. Listen, as always, we thank you, buddy, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks, Dustin.
All right, hey, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
There you go. Right. Dustin Long, NBC.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.